Aber kam Chapter 9, Mishnah 4. Nois ein Zemel la Tzava v'ktichatu yoreth. One gives wool to the dyer, and he puts it in the kettle, and he burns it. Nois ein lo demait samar. So he's got to pay him back the value of the wool that he destroyed. Tzava ku'ur, but if he does actually dye it, but he dyes it in an ugly way. And again, if we come back to intention over here, he used inferior dyeing materials intentionally. So intentionally, it didn't come out, you know, in the way that it was supposed to. So ima shevach yoser al hayetzia, if the appreciation, the amount by which the wool appreciated due to the dyeing, is more than the cost of dyeing, noisan le'es hayetzia, then he just gives him back the expenditure. So the example he brings over here is that, let's say the wool appreciates by 5 zuz, and the expense of dyeing was 3 zuz. So the owner of the wool will just give to the dyer the 3 zuz. That's all he'll give him, the 3 zuz. And take his wool back, obviously, and that will be the case over there. But if the expenditure is more than the appreciation, then he gives him the cost of the appreciation. So, for example, the example he brings is that if the dyeing cost was 7 zuz, so here the expenditure is more than the appreciation, so the owner will just give him the 5 zuz, which is the appreciation, and take his wool back. And that's how they settle it in there. Let's spoil lo adam with tzava shachor. So if he gives him wool and he asks him to dye it red, and he dyes it black, shachor tzava adam, or he wants him to dye it black and he dyes it red, the wrong color. Rabbi Meir Omer noisin le demei tzamro. So he's got to give him the value of the owner. He gives the dyer gives the owner of the wool the value of the wool. Right, he did the wrong thing, so now he's got to pay him for the wool that he dyed the wrong color.
He can keep the wool.
Yeah, and he'll keep the wool. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, "Ima shevach yaser al yetzia, noisin lo es yetzia, v'ima yetzia yaser al shevach, noisin lo es shevach." The same as before, says Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that we apply the same law as where he dyed it ugly, the same kind of law as above, and so we'll just look at what was more, the expenditure, the appreciation, etc., and we'll settle it in the same way as we've explained above. And he actually brings up here that the law is in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. So we'd resolve it in that manner.